Shalom, this is Eli Rothberger from Young Israel Pesach Clifton. We're continuing our Daf Shavua Insights to the Daf series. Today's shir is going to be combining Daf Nun Hey and Daf Nun Vav in Masechta Sukkah. It's the final set of shirim on Masechta Sukkah in this series. Wish a mazel tov to all the Messiahim and wish continued Hatzlacha going Meichal Ochayo and learning more Masechtos and gaining and enjoying the benefits of Talmud Torah. May we continue to Bezat Hashem have this series for many, many more years to come, as well as many more accomplishments and learning. Our Gemara had to decide. I wanted to start with the Shira Daf Nun Hey. That begins with the topic taking a back seat. And to introduce it, I want just to go backtrack a little bit to what we learned in Daf Nun Dalet. The Gemara had a discussion as to how many sets of tekiyas are sounded in the Beis HaMikdash when you have a day with multiple musafim. In other words, the Yontif comes out on Shabbos. While Rav Acha said, we do both, his opinion is later rejected by the Gemara. The Gemara brings down two brisos, which reject that opinion. I wanted to read the second briso, and then discuss an issue which comes up in relation to the second briso, which could have some practical implications, especially this year. The Brisa says, V'otanya, v'cholo shel moed, ma'vayim omrim, what shir shel yom would they say on cholo moed? Parenthetically, this is not our minhag. Our minhag is that we just say whatever day of the week it is. But in the Beis HaMikdash, they had specific shir shel yoms for each particular day of cholo moed. And I believe it's the minhag of the Vilna Gaon to also have a specific shir shel yom for each day of Yontif and each day of cholo moed. Anyways, the Gemara goes through a list, Barishom mayom rim, it says, Hayuchbul b'Hashem b'nei Eilim, from Mizrim of David. And it goes through the whole entire list. Finally, it ends. Bashishi mayu omrim imotu kol moste aretz. And here's the kicker. The kicker is imchal Shabbos b'echad mehem. If one of these days of Chol HaMoed comes out on Shabbos, imotu yidachu, we push off. Imotu, we don't see both shiras. We see from that last line that we don't do both, and we don't have both tekiyos, which is, in fact, a tiyufta on the opinion of Rav Acha. The Gemara now takes us a little further, and asks, what do we do with the Sfeika de Yom? In other words, we're not going to be doing two Shir Shel Yoms when you have Yontif and Shabbos, but those who keep 2 days of Yontif in Chutz La'aretz, right? we are aware that we treat each day of Yontif as that day along with the previous day, meaning the first day of Sukkot, which we have, is viewed both as Erev Sukkot and the possibility that's Erev Sukkot or the first day of Sukkot. The second day of Sukkot is viewed as either the second day of Sukkot, which would be the first day of Chol HaMoed, or the first day of Sukkot. Now, practically, in general, on a day that we treat as Yontif, it takes on all the stringencies of Yontif. But Sukkot still has a complication that none of the other Yom Tovim have, and that is on Sukkot, a different Musaf was offered every single day. Pesach has the same Musaf every day, Shavuos has the same Musaf every day, Shemini Atzeres has the same Musaf every day, and Rosh Hashanah has the same Musaf every day. So as far as our davening is concerned, and as far as our Kriyas HaTorah is concerned, we're going to do the same for both, and that's not an issue. Sukkot, though, we have a problem. Because on one hand, on the second day of Sukkot, we can't say Chol HaMoed Musaf. The second day of Sukkot, that would be disrespectful to the fact that we're keeping as a day of Yontif. On the other hand, there's a possibility, a strong possibility, that it is the second day of Yontif. So what are we going to do? And it should be a Chol HaMoed. So what are we going to do? So there's several possibilities. One, we could start on the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is our third day of Sukkot, with Bayom HaShlishi, and take that all the way through the days of Yontif, where Bayom HaShvi'i will be said in Rosh Hashanah. The other way is to start with Bayom HaShemi on the first day of Chol HaMoed, at the stake of the Yom, and continue till you get to Hoshana Rabbah, we'll be saying by Yom HaShishi. However, again, we'll have the issue of reciting by Yom HaShvi'i on Shemini Atzeres. As worse, you'd be reciting a Musaf of Chol HaMoed on a day that we're viewing as a Yom Tov Min HaTorah. So according to the first approach, we push off by Yom HaShini. The second approach, we push off by Yom HaShvi'i. And this is in effect the Machlokas in the Gemara. Abaye Omer Sheni Yidaka. Abaye says you push off the first one. Rava Amar Shvi Yidacha, you push off the second one. Practically, the Gemara says, A maimar is iskin a maimar ben hardai, the medalgin de luge, we actually repeat. Meaning, what we do? On the first day of Chol Hamoed, we do Vayom Hasheni, Vayom Hashlishi. The second day, Shlishi Ravi. This continues all the way through Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, where we say Vayom Hashishi, Vayom Hashvi. However, we don't do this on Shemini Atzeres, as that would be an affront to the full Kedushas Yontif of Shemini Atzeres. So Shemini Atzeres gets its own Musaf of Yom Hashmini. We don't do the extra Yom Hashvi. There are issues related to Kriyas HaTorah, which is a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. I wasn't planning on discussing that now, but I was actually planning on discussing some practical questions which could come up from it. Now, well, two of them for sure are not necessarily found within the general minhagim of our kehilas. And the third one is not always necessarily found in our shul either, but it does have some practical implications as far as this year. The 3 years that I want to speak about are Maravios, Sefer Torah, and Tekiah Shofar. So let's look at the first issue. There are some shuls that recite special piyutim on Leil Yontif called Maravios. Anybody's ever looked at an article Maser, you know the Maravios are the gray boxes that we skip on the nights of Yontif, especially happy when we look at the Maravios during the bracha of Emes Vemuna, and you see there's a gigantic paragraph, which of course we always skip. Now, the minhag is that these tefillos are not recited on Shabbos. What's the reason? So the Levush explains, we're concerned that since people are not familiar with the words, they might come to moving a ner to help them read, which of course undoes any good that comes out of reciting these piyutim. And yes, even though now it's not as much of a concern because of our electric lights, then that particular stringency has remained. Parenthetically, this concern does not exist by Shacharis, as there's no need for an air during the day. What happens, let's say, if the first night is on a Shabbos? What's done the second day? So, there's actually a Machlokas Achronim. The Levush cites the Minhag of Posen, who says you skip the first night and just say the second. Meaning, the first night is pushed off. The Magen Avraham disagrees and says we recite the first nights. What's the Magen Avraham's proof? The Magen Avraham's proof is from our Gemara. We had a Machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Whether it's Sheni Yidacha, we push off the first and just go on, or Shvi Yidacha, or we do the first and push off the last. Rabbi says Shvi. It would be the same thing here as well. And that is, you miss the first, so then when you start the second, you go back to that order, and the last one gets knocked off. We see the Mishnah Berurah follows this from the comment that he makes in Hilchos Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah writes, in Siman Pei, Tav Pei Tes, Sif Aleph, if the second night of Pesach is on a Saturday night, the Motzei Shabbos, we do recite actually the Ma'arabis Piyutim for the second day. Look at this. See, following the Motzei Shabbos. And that's because in Hashkivenu there's a long, long paragraph again, which those who don't say it are happy they don't. Especially now that the Sturim are on daylight savings time. But that long paragraph is relation to Sfiras HaOmer. So what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that normally we would follow the din of the Magen Avraham. The Ben Yishmael brings down a case, another type of Shaila, where there was a shul that had a minhag that one Sefer Torah was always read from on the first day of Yontif, and another Sefer Torah was always read on the second day of Yontif. The shul had an additional custom, and that custom was that if there was a father of a baby who had donated the Sefer Torah that was having his bris on that day, in English what that means, the Goldstein family had donated the Sefer Torah to a shul, and they were making a bris on the first day of Sukkot, which comes out on a Shabbos, so then their Sefer Torah would be used. So even though, let's say, normally we would use the Mermelstein Hafshei Sefer Torah on the first day, and we would use the Wasserman Sefer Torah on the second day, because it's a bris, we're going to be using the Goldstein Sefer Torah there. Question is, which Sefer Torah do we use on the second day of Sukkot? Do we use the Mermelstein, which should have been the first, so then we just move things over? Or do we say, since Mermelstein was pushed off, we go ahead and use the Wasserman one? So based on our Gemara, And the fact that we follow Rav, the Ben Ish Chai rules that we would go ahead and use the Mermelstein Torah on the second day, because again, we're not skipping, rather we view it as being delay. And therefore, the Sefer Torah of the first day is read on the second day, and the Sefer Torah of the second day ends up not being used. While again, these two halachos are not necessarily as prevalent in our kehila. We don't have that minhag to say my Rav Yos in our shul. We don't have that minhag to recite, to have a person who's making a bris have their particular Sefer Torah being used on that day. However, and this is not prevalent in our shul either, because we have one wonderful Baal Tekiah. But let's say you have a shul which has two Baal Tekiah, one for each day of Rosh Hashanah, and like this year, Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos. Well, the Panim Meira says the same exact thing. In this case, we're not going to be blowing shofar on the first day. So what would happen is the Baal Tekiah for the first day is pushed off to the second, and the Baal Tekiah on the second day would get a long vacation. Now, it's interesting. I know growing up, and davening the Yangizra Hillcrest, where at one point they had Tainahara four different minyanim on Rosh Hashanah. And while my family didn't daven in the third minyan, I was told that the minhag in the third minyan was, even though they had one Baal Tekiah for the first day and one Baal Tekiah for the second day, in a Rosh Hashanah like this, they would actually split the tekiahs and give each Baal Tekiah a chance. However, in Pialach, it's not necessarily the needs. Again, do we feel emotionally it's the right thing for a person to hold on to their chazakah at the expense of another person for a mitzvah like tekiah shofar? Probably not, but again, the person does him with his rights of halacha. However, the Beis Sharm is cholik on this, and he explains that the Levush's idea, which says that we push off the seventh day, is because the last one is not as important. Meaning, when it comes to Sukkot, the last year is less important because it's further removed from Yontif than the previous ones. It's not that we're saying, oh, this is a machlokas Abaye and Rav, we're following Abaye. There's a bit different reason for that. Similarly, when it comes to Amar Ravis, we can argue that the first day is more important, as was written earlier. As he explains, the original minhag was to recite the same piyut of Amar Ravis on both nights. True, we added a second one, but the Amar Ravis piyut, according to this opinion, the first one is more important. So, unless there's a compelling reason to do so, we would actually keep the second one and just say the first one was nidche, and that's it. Happens to be, when the Mishnah Berurah mentions this second night of Pesach, it doesn't necessarily mean that, I mean, one can argue with this Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah and say it doesn't necessarily mean that's what the Panim Meiros does. It doesn't necessarily mean that, oh, we should do this for every Yontif, push off the first, and say, well, the first has been nidche, and that's it, and just do the second, but rather, and the reason we're saying the second is because there's a compelling reason to do so. So according to this, the Beis Sha'arim would say that while the Panim Meir says on the first day that the year the Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, the Baal Tekiah for the first day gets the second day, and the second day is pushed off, he disagrees, and that's why, of course, we rely on our Rabbanim and Mori Halacha to take the King Solomon task of figuring out who's going to blow on the second day, or we could do what we do in Yom Gizro Pesach, where Baruch Hashem, we have the same Tokeya for both days, and then we don't have that problem. That's the shear for Dafnun Vav. Dafnun Hay. The shear for Dafnun Vav involves the topic of Kiddush, and that is who comes first. The Gemara says, Ismar, well, sorry, what we have over here, we have the Shaila, is that, you know, we normally make a Shefniyon only the first time when a person does a mitzvah. Sukkah presents something very interesting the first night of Sukkot, because every Yontif we make a Shechiyonu on the Yontif, either during Kiddush or during Hadlakas Neros for women. Men do it during Kiddush. On Sukkot, we also have a Shechiyonu that we're making on the Bracha of Sukkot. The question is, what do we do on the first night of Sukkot, where we have both Bracha of Sukkot and the Bracha of Shechiyonu for the Yom also? So, before we even begin, Rashi tells us that the Shaila that the Gemara has is predicated on the following. That a person didn't make a Shechiyonu when he was making the Sukkah. Rather, Shahisa Asuyu Vilmet is that a sukkah was already made, or somebody goes away for Yom Tov. They didn't make a sukkah, and they come in, the sukkah was already done. According to Rashi, this could have avoided the problem very easily, because you could make a Shekhyonu before. But let's say a person didn't, or our minhag, of course, is not to make a Shekhyonu when we build the sukkah also. So the question is, what do you do? What comes first? The Gemara says, Ismar Rav Amar, sukkah v'yachad zman. We make Kiddush, we do Kori Pirat Gofen, we do Nikash Shav Azmanim, we say Leishi Basukkah, and then we make Shekhyanu, the Shekhyanu going on both. Rabbi Bar Chana Amar Zman, we make the Shekhyanu via Kharkav Sukkah. And what's the reason? Rabbi Amar Sukkah v'yachad zman, Chiyuva Diyo Ma'adif, meaning the Birchas of Mitzvah Leishi Basukkah is stronger than Shekhyanu, and therefore it pushes itself forward. Rabbi Bar Chana Amar Zman, v'yachad Sukkah, Tadir Vashino Tadir, Tadir Kodim, Shekhyanu was a stronger bracha because it set up multiplications during the year. Each Yontif gets a Shekhyanu. Well, of course, the bracha of Leishei Basukkah is limited to one occasion, and that's the occasion of Sukkot. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tafresh Mem Beis writes in Paskins, Seder HaKiddush, Yayin Kiddush Vesukkah, V'Harkach Zman, following Rav, L'fisha Zman Chozer, Al Kiddush Hayom, V'Al Mitzvah Sukkah, because it's going on both. Okay, that works great. That's wonderful for the first thing. The question is, what about Yom Tov Sheni? Would there be a difference? Well, based upon what we said above, there would be a difference. See, we said that in theory, Shekhyanu and Sukkah need not be set on eating in the Sukkah, but can also be met when the Sukkah is built or when a person sees a Sukkah. Here, Lamros, if you want to say that, fine. Yom Tov Rishon was not the real Yom Tov. And we're going to be treating the second night of Sukkah like the real Yom Tov. In any case, we don't need to say Shekhyanu in our case. Mimonoshech, either way you look at it. If the first day was really Yom Tov, then we're Yotzi with that Shekhyanu on what we said the first night. And if it wasn't, we still have no issue. As we learned earlier above, as brought down by Rashi, you can make the Shekhyanu when you build the Sukkah. So there'll be no issue with saying it before Yom Tov. Therefore, the Shekhyanu is only going to be going on the Yom. And that's why this opinion is brought down by the Rosh, would say that you go Yayin, Kiddush, Zman, and then Sukkah. The Rabbi Yos says there's no difference. And really, we should do Sukkah and then Zman. What's the reason? He holds the place of Shekhyanu was always at the end of Kiddush, even if it's not going at the end of the Bracha of Sukkah. Now, where's his proof? His proof is, what happens when you have a Yontif that comes out in Motzei Shabbos? It's something that's going to be happening a lot this coming year, Bezos Hashem. We have a Rosh Hashanah, and if, unfortunately we're still in Galus. We have a second night of Sukkot, and we have a Simchas Torah, where the Seder of what, the Brachos we make, where we have to make Kiddush and Havdalah and Shekhyanu on the same coast. We do Yayin Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, and then Zman, otherwise known as Yap Nahaz. Question is, if you look at it, in theory, there's a little bit something problematic with the order. Because where is the Zman? The Zman, the Shekhyanu, was placed after the Havdalah. Really, one could ask, shouldn't the Zman or the Shekhyanu be placed after the Kiddush? Meaning, say, Yag Zinna? So Rav Yos says this is because Shekhyanu's place is always at the end, no matter what brachos are said in the middle. And the Shekhyanu is going to be chal on what it's going to be chal. And therefore, here too, we would also say the Shekhyanu is at the end, and it's going to be chal on what it's going to be chal. And that's it. Happens to be the Mechaber Paskins like the Rosh, and he says, B'leil Yom Tov Sheni, Omer Kiddush Zman Acharav Miyad, V'Yacharkach Berchas Sukkah. So, in the flip that we do on the first night, the second night, we have Shekhyanu and then Sukkah, as opposed to the first night where it's Sukkah then Shekhyanu. Now, while that can be extremely confusing, especially if you don't have a Machzer, and even if we announce it in Shul, still by the time you get home, it's also going to be problematic. One doesn't have to worry, though, because the Mishnah Brura brings down the opinion of the Ravia as well, and he writes, therefore, Misha Rotzlin Hog Kain, if somebody wants to follow the Ravia in Mochem Biyado, we don't protest, so therefore, if somebody makes a mistake, the bottom line is, there really, really isn't much of an issue. This Halacha Shekhyanu brings up an interesting Shaila that I saw brought down by Rav Zilberstein. Well, this will close this year. And the Shaila is a person who happened to be friend with a real big gadol. And he hadn't seen him in a while. And he's really, really excited to see him. And being the fact that he's a gadol, chayiv to make the bracha of shechalak mechachmasu li'reiv. And the fact that you haven't seen him in over a month, you also chayiv to make the shechiyanu. The question is, do you make the shechiyanu first, or do you make chalak mechachmasu li'birchas shechiyanu? So chalak mechachmasu. So on one hand, Rav Zilberstein says, if you look at our Gemara, and the machlokas between Rav and, excuse me for a second, let me just get my names right. Right, yeah, the machlokas between Rav and Rav Bar Chana. So clearly you would say we would make Shechianu first. What do you mean? I thought we just said we follow Rav who says you make the Zman first. So if you remember, Rav Zilberstein says, the Gemara clarified and said there's a compelling reason. The reason is because mitzvah sayom adif, that sukkah is greater because over here. However, normally, had it not been for mitzvah sukkah adif, so then we would have gone to the default. And the default is tadir b'sheinu, tadir, tadir kodem. So in theory, based on our Gemara, you should be making shechianu first. However, there's a Gemara in Brachos which cites a similar type of case where Rav Papa and Rav Huna and Rav Yeshua were traveling and they found Rav Chanina, Bereid Rav Ika, and they said to him, for you, we need to make two brachos, Chalak Mechachmasu L'Reyav and Shechianu. We see over here that the Chalak Mechachmasu came before Shechianu. It seems that this seems to be against our Gemara. What about the idea of Tadir Shino Tadir Tadir Kodem? So, Rav Zilberstein brings down to Rashi, who explains that there's a chiluk within Shechianus. That really, what do we mean by Shechianu being Tadir Rishino Tadir Tadir Kodem? So we're going to say like this, it's not, there are different types of Shechianus. There's a Shechianu on a Chova and a Shechianu on a Rishus. What do we mean? On Yontif, you have to have the mitzvah of Yontif. The mitzvah of Yontif is a chiyuv. And therefore, we're citing that Shechianu is based on a chiyuv. There is no chiyuv to see somebody that you haven't seen for a month. Happen not to see him, you not happen to see him. That's something which is a rishus that happens to come about. But there's no obligation. It's not something that you have to do. It's not something that's going to be automatically created. So therefore, we can make a chiluk within shechianus. When we're dealing with something which is a chova and something that's going to be a definite thing that's going to be happening, then we can apply tadir rishino, tadir, tadir koden. However, if it's something that it's not planned, it just comes up, so that we wouldn't apply the fact that, oh yeah, we say Shechianu practically more times than Shenasin Chachmaso, or Shenasin Chachmaso, then Shechianu wouldn't be there. So therefore, we would make a chiluk, and we would follow the case in Brachos. The Brach on the Chacham comes before the Shechianu. Now, interestingly enough, what do we see? We see that again, not all Shechianus are created the same. And again, Baruch Hashem, never able to go through another Masechta in the series, but shall we continue to do more, seeing how knowing reasons makes such a difference. We just had this example, the reason for why the second versus the seventh is pushed off. Is it because we go just the first one is delayed? We say maybe the first one is delayed and the second one is just pushed off, or do we say that no, it has to do with importance? And also over here, the hierarchy within Shechianu, the difference between something that's on a chova and something that's on a rishus. Mazel tov, and looking forward to continuing next Masecha Sukkah, Kol Tov.